Welcome back to the Brian Park Project from NPR News. We are on digital FM, Sirius Satellite Radio, and online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I am Mike Pesca. Coming up, the perils of selling Pepsi in the Jim Crow South. But first, let's get the latest news headlines with a fellow who always refreshes, the BPP's Mark Garrison.
This is NPR.
Thank you, Mike. It's here, the first hurricane of the Atlantic Ocean season. It's called Bertha, and it moved from tropical storm to hurricane status this morning. That means winds 74 miles per hour and up. Bertha barely topped that, making it a Category 1 hurricane. Hurricane forecasters say it's too soon to make predictions about landfall. It's more than 800 miles east of the Caribbean. Firefighters in California have their minds on weather closer to home. A cool weekend helped, but a coming heat wave could set them back. Bob Hensley of member station KXJZ has the story.
Taking advantage of cooler weather, firefighters increased containment areas over the weekend at blazes in Big Sur and north of Santa Barbara. With temperatures headed toward triple digits in some areas, officials are concerned about flames accelerating, negating the progress that has been made. Firefighters are getting assistance from National Guard troops who reported for duty Sunday. Sherry Patterson is a spokeswoman for CAL FIRE.
What these guys have been trained to do in a short amount of time is assist with mop-up. So they're assisting in making sure that the fire is 100% out.
Hundreds of lightning-sparked wildfires over the past 2 weeks have charred more than 520,000 acres. Officials don't expect to have all of them under control until the end of the month.
Bob Hensley of member station KXJZ reporting. The G8 summit is underway in Japan. President Bush is stepping up pressure on Zimbabwe President Robert Mugabe.
I care deeply about the people of Zimbabwe. I am extremely disappointed in the elections, which I labeled a sham election.
President Bush speaking at the G8, he wants stronger sanctions against Mugabe's government. Also on the G8 agenda, Africa's poor and hungry. Several African leaders are talking with G8 chiefs. The BBC's Bridget Kendall has more.
Putting African poverty first on this year's G8 agenda sends a signal it's not being forgotten. But the African guests at the table today want to keep up the pressure. Not all G8 countries have held to the ambitious aid pledges made 3 years ago in Gleneagles. There's worry in the current economic climate they may want to cut aid budgets further. Even though, with grain prices doubling in the last 2 years and fuel prices rocketing, African leaders argue it's their poorer nations who are bearing the brunt of the crisis.
The BBC's Bridget Kendall reporting. Congress is back in session after a week-long holiday break. The big item on the agenda is a $300 billion bill to help homeowners. The other major bill deals with warrantless wiretaps. A vote could come on that as early as tomorrow. Two members of Congress, John McCain and Barack Obama, return to the campaign trail today after a short weekend break. McCain is in Denver. Obama campaigns in Charlotte. In Spain, their first run of the bulls is complete without major carnage. 9 runners got the expected bumps and bruises in Pamplona. No gorings on this run, but 2 bulls were trampled. There are 7 more runs on the schedule, with the most crowded set for the weekend. That is your news for now. It's online all the time at npr.org.
This is NPR.